As we get on board the telephone line, and welcome back to the show from the NFL Network, Mike Giardi. Mike, good afternoon.
It's never wise to have your phone on silent when you're supposed to be doing a radio interview, so I apologize.
Yeah, not at all. Gave us a chance to limber up a little bit, check the headlines, and now you're here. And before we talk about this football stuff, how's the new gig going?
Very good. Very, very good. I miss Gary Tanguay, of course, but everything else has been fantastic, and couldn't be happier with the move and getting a chance to do football 24/7, 365.
See, and I would have thought being away from Tanguay was a fringe benefit.
You know, I'm one of those guys. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit soft or whatever, but I have a warm spot in my heart for Tanguay.
I will say, too, I want to weigh in on the plaid blazer. That was awesome.
Thank you. I'm doing what I can, you know?
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about tomorrow night, a short week for the Patriots, and how do you get around that? What are some Mike Giardi tips for handling a short week of preparation?
Well, it certainly helps when you have a quarterback who's been through this many, many times before, and his key guys like Rob Gronkowski, who I know is questionable for the game with the ankle, but, you know, they know how to prepare for weeks like this. They didn't have an actual physical practice where they put on pads. They did walkthroughs yesterday and today. But I think that's a big part of it, is the mental aspect of it, studying up on your opponent. And I think they certainly, you know, the institutional knowledge they have of what defenses try to do to them and vice versa is a pretty good place to start. And then, you know, as I was saying on NFL Network, a lot of Pedialyte this week. A lot of guys drinking the sick kids, you know, you pop the Pedialyte. I guess that's big in the recovery, too, for these guys. So I guess every little advantage they think they can come up with, they'll take.
Let's talk about the receiver core that was struggling a couple of weeks ago. How much of an impact did Josh Gordon have?
He definitely had an impact. And I don't know necessarily that Miami played him like the elite receiver that, you know, we know him to be in past years when he's been on the field. But just the idea that, you know, that speed, that size, Xavien Howard, who's Miami's best corner, was on him about a half dozen times. So I think that it makes a huge difference. I think Rob Gronkowski was actually a couple of occasions as open as he's been in the last 3 weeks. And I think certainly some of that has to do with the fact that Gordon was on the field even for a limited number of snaps. And you assume that that's going to grow as the hamstring gets healthier and his familiarity with the offense does. So it's a big step forward, again, assuming that he can continue to stay on the field, which has obviously been his biggest issue.
And how much of a boost will it be to have Julian Edelman back out there?
I mean, Brady is like in the best mood he's been in all year, I think, because I think he gets his guy back. And he was just talking about the idea that the explosiveness which Julian has in those short area spaces and getting open as quick as he does just makes a huge difference for them and for their offense. And you really think back on almost now 2 decades worth of Tom Brady and this offense, he's always had a slot receiver play a huge role. There was Troy Brown, then Wes Welker, and of course, you know, a little bit of Danny Amendola, but mostly Julian over these last half dozen years. And I think he can't wait to get back on the field. And I know Julian feels like he owes him. You know, the 4-game suspension, that hurt, and he knows that he put the team at a disadvantage. No one was banking on him not being here for 4 games. So I think he's chomping at the bit, ready to go.
What were your thoughts on Sony Michel's performance against the Dolphins?
Well, first things first, I thought they haven't done a good job run blocking all year, and they finally gave him a place to run, and that makes a huge difference. I think a couple of those runs, he didn't really have to make a cut. You know, it was just he had 8 to 10 yards before he had to even think about making a move, and that's a good way to sort of get going. I thought James Devlin, his fullback, did a really nice job as well in front of him, but I think just they need something there, and they're gonna continue to force feed this guy and to sort of get him. You know, he missed the better part of training camp, to force feed him and get him where he's at the same level everybody else is, and I think that'll make a difference to the offense.
So where do you think this team is right now? Obviously not as bad as they looked against the Jags. Are they as good as they looked against the Dolphins?
I think there's still very much a work in progress. I think there's certain areas that maybe we went into the season and we thought, I'm not sure how that's going to play out. And I still think we're at that point where you're not sure what it's going to look like. But to me, I just look at them offensively and say, I think they're 15th or 16th in the league in scoring, and that's they're never there. They're always a top 10 team. I think once you get Julian back, Gronk gets that foot healthy, that ankle healthy, and if you can count on Gordon for anything, even if he's just out there drawing a safety from here to there and maybe not even the same player he was in Cleveland when he dominated at various points, but that'll just give them something that they didn't have. And I think that'll be the thing that sort of carries them through and makes them an 11-12 win team again.
You tweeted earlier this week that the Patriots respect the hell out of Andrew Luck. Is he the key? Is he the biggest challenge that they face against the Colts?
I think so. I think he'll even admit it to you that Luck is still sort of working through things. He hasn't played football in a while, so now he's trying to get up to speed. I think he's getting a little bit more confident in the arm. Certainly they made a hell of a comeback against the Texans, and we know how that ended with Frank Reich deciding to go for it and ended up, instead of the tie, they end up taking a loss. But I think he's starting to get more comfortable, and I think he's a terrific talent. He's always been a little, at least when they play the Patriots, he's been a little careless with the football. I think he wants to make plays. I think at times he felt like he's the only guy that can make plays. And I wonder if he'll feel that same way because there'll be no T.Y. Hilton tomorrow night for the Colts, and obviously that's his best target. But I think he's starting to come around. I think it's important for the league because I think, the more good quarterbacks, the more great quarterbacks, the merrier.
That you mentioned Frank Reich. Is that call by Reich, is that the kind of move by a coach that really gives the team confidence in you as a coach when you display that level of confidence in them?
I think it's clear that they all respected the hell out of the decision there. The one thing I would say is if you're a fringe playoff team and there's some hope in Indy that they might be, that loss is – the tie is going to look better than a loss. It might make you a little bit closer. So maybe that comes back and bites them later on. I don't know. But certainly that was the message that we're not playing for any crap ties. We're gonna put faith in our offense and our guys to get it done. And they didn't, but it clearly well-received in the locker room.
All right, as the Patriots move into the second quarter of the 16-game schedule – what's the one area that needs the most work from the coaching staff right now or in terms of personnel?
Yeah, I just look at the front seven defensively, and Trey Flowers is an important guy, but I think they've been sort of spotty. Certainly run defense up until this past week had been poor, over 100 yards allowed in each of the first 3 weeks. And I think that's an area where they got to be better. They struggled in that area last year as well and thought they had made an effort to change it with the acquisition of Danny Shelton and signing Adrian Claiborne. And they weren't good for the first 3 weeks, a lot better against Miami. And they need to build off that because I think that's, you want to get the ball in Tom Brady's hands. You can't let these teams keep piling up first downs and cheap yards on you because you can't stop the run.
Mike Giardi, NFL Network. Mike, we're so glad that you're still out there covering the Patriots and the rest of the National Football League. And it's always great fun for us to have a chance to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.